God chooses things, you know, his perfect will. And it makes sense. Bread, from the very beginning of the time, has been this beautiful symbol of life. And all through these miracles, multiplication, Old Testament, New Testament, we see its fulfillment in the Eucharist. You wonder how they must have treated those leftovers from the miracle of, you know, that Elisha and our Lord performed. They had those 20 loaves in Elisha's case, 5 loaves in Jesus' case, and then they had leftovers of this miraculously multiplied bread. I'm sure they guarded it carefully. They didn't let it go to waste. They shared it with more people so that they too could see this is the miraculous bread. How careful they must have been to guard it, not letting any of it be lost. How much more careful must we be for the Eucharist? The fulfillment, the pinnacle of what bread was to be and represent and become, our Lord himself. And this is why, you know, we have a period of time where we were slow here. You know, I'm up here, you know, preparing the altar, and, you know, first I put down a cloth. You know, it's called a corporal, to capture any crumbs that might fall so they're not lost in the larger altar cloth. Or if any of the precious blood were to be spilled, it too would be soaked up by the corporal. And then, you know, what do? Afterwards, you lay it down carefully and you fold it up carefully. That way, any crumbs guarded inside. Because it's our Lord. And then you'll see, like, after communion, I take time to wash the chalice and the paten. Sometimes you're like, come on, Father. Every particle of the host becomes Jesus. It's not just one piece and anything that falls off, well, you know, every particle that the human eye can see and discern as bread is fully and truly Jesus. And this doesn't just apply to me on the altar. It also applies to you when you receive communion.